Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories. We act them out and kids write more.
Hey, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name is Lee Overtree.
And my name is Mindy from the Absolutely Mindy Show on SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Lee. How's it going?
You know, it's going pretty well. I am excited right now because the holidays are coming up and I love all the holidays.
What's your favorite holiday?
4th of July.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fireworks?
No, just
hamburgers.
Grilling.
Corn.
Yeah, all day long. Corn and meat.
Okay, that works.
Those are my two favorite things. What about you?
Halloween. Hands down,
really?
Halloween. Yeah, I live for Halloween. I wish every day was like Halloween. Just wear costumes every day.
That's like New York City.
That's my favorite.
So speaking of holidays, you know, a while back, we had a show where we had kids write in with made-up, brand-new holidays. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. We had, like, Actors Day. And,
that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Train Monopoly Day.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And one of my favorites, as you know, we're playing on this podcast some of our favorite stories that we've performed on your show. And one of my favorites is this story called Trash Day.
I remember that one. Didn't that one involve, like, Rudolph flying through the air in a garbage bag?
It sure did. You're remembering the correct story.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I know. And you know, like, it made me think. Trash Day is something we all take for granted. The city service where people come to your house and they pick up your garbage and they take it away and they put it in a giant hole somewhere, or I don't know where it goes.
A big pile of garbage?
Yeah, exactly. So you never stop to think, where did Trash Day come from? And this author, his name's Emery Gishler, and he's in the fourth grade from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Emery decided to write us a story about how Trash Day came into existence. Now, if you don't know, if you're listening for the first time, the Story Pirates, what we do is we take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs. And so today we're going to read you Emery's original story that he sent in to us. And then we're going to play you our performance, our adaptation of Trash Day.
And then can we call Emery on the phone and
yeah,
see
we sure
what he
can.
Thought of the production of his story?
Yeah, if he's home, we'll call him
so
and
awesome.
We'll talk to him.
All right, he better be home. He doesn't have a lot going on.
That's, well, he has soccer.
Oh, okay. Well, let's read the story.
All right. Emery's story goes like this. Today I'm going to tell you how Trash Day came into our lives. For those of you who don't know about Trash Day, I will tell you about it. Trash Day is every Tuesday. The garbage man flies on his magical trash bag, and you throw all of your trash at him, and he laughs like this. Hee hee hee. Then he brings it back to the South Pole at his giant dump. Now, I can tell you how it all began. Back in 1100 AD, people would put out their trash in a trash can and no one came to get it. So all the trash bags overflowed. One man named Garbage, though, "We need a kind of giant dump to place the trash." So Garbage wrote a letter to Santa for a giant place to store trash and a flying trash bag. Santa wrote back, "No way, bub, that's too expensive." Then Garbage stole money from the bank to make a giant dump. He also stole one of Santa's reindeer and stuffed it in a garbage bag so it could fly. And that's how Trash Day was born.
Wow. Wow.
That is a seriously twisted story.
And you guys love that kind of thing at the Story Pirates, don't you?
We love that kind of story. It's so imaginative. Emery, amazing job. Let's hear Story Pirates' adaptation of it. So, from fourth grader Emery Gishler, here's Trash Day.
Sigh, what a boring Tuesday.
Yeah, nothing great ever happens.
Wait a minute, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane.
No, it's me, Garbage Man. Hee, hee, hee. Happy Tuesday, children.
And happy Trash Day to you too, Garbage Man.
Now, throw all your garbage at me.
Yay, garbage.
Thank you! And now I'll bring all this garbage to my giant dump at the South Pole. Now, to the next house! Hee hee hee!
Wow, I sure do love Trash Day. My favorite part is when he flies on his magical trash bag.
My favorite part is throwing all my trash at him.
My favorite part is how it all started.
Dad!
What? You know me. I'm a history buff.
Okay, we'll bite. How did it all start?
I thought you'd never ask. Today, I'm going to tell you how Trash Day came into our lives. It all started back in 1100 AD.
Wake up, kids. It's 1100 AD, and time to take these trash cans into the street.
But, Dad, the trash cans from last week are still there.
And the week before.
No one is coming to collect any of this trash.
Did I hear the word trash?
Hey, who are you, and why are you in my living room?
It's me, Garbage. That's my name. And I heard your conundrum, and I think we need a kind of giant dump to place this trash in.
But we're just kids. What are we gonna do about it?
Yeah.
That's simple. All we have to do is write a letter to the most powerful man here in 1100 AD.
Santa Claus!
You know it.
I'll start. Dear Santa, the world is full of trash.
Yeah, we need a giant place to store the trash, like a dump.
And a flying trash bag.
Sincerely, Garbage.
Ahem.
Oh, and these kids.
Yeah!
Now all we have to do is hold this letter up and let the north wind take it all the way to the North Pole.
Oh, Santa, it seems you've got a letter from some kids and a man named Garbage?
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Garbage, eh? Interesting name. I wonder if it's Scottish. Well, I'll just open it up here and, let's see. Dear Santa, the world is full of trash and...
Darling, what does it say?
Oh, no! It says the world is filled with trash! I've got to respond to this letter in person! On Dasher! On Dancer! On Prancer! On Vixen!
Hi!
Also, you too, Rudolph.
Oh, rats!
I see that nose! There's no hiding here!
I guess you caught me.
Let's go!
Sigh. I guess Santa didn't receive our letter after all.
Looks like we're stuck with all this trash!
Ha! Ha! Oh! Don't be scared! It's me, Santa! I got your letter asking for a giant place to store trash and a flying trash bag.
Great!
And I just have one thing to say in response.
Yes?
No way, bub.
Huh?
That's too expensive. I work only one day a year, y'all. Anyway, I'll see you later.
on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, and that's everybody.
What about me, Rudolph?
Goodbye!
Oh, well, I guess I'll just stay here.
Oh, man. If Santa's not gonna help us, how will we get rid of all this trash?
Looks like I'm gonna have to take matters into my own hands. All right, everyone, let's build this giant dump together!
They built a giant trash dump.
Trash dump.
A giant trash dump.
Trash dump.
A giant trash dump together.
Trash dump. Trash dump.
This is the biggest dump I've ever seen!
It's beautiful!
But how are we gonna get all the trash bags to fly?
Hello, it's just me, Rudolph. Santa left me behind, and seeing as I do fly, I could probably...
Perfect! Let's stuff that reindeer in this trash bag!
Oh, goodness gracious!
Can you see in there, Rudolph?
Well, yes, my nose is lighting the way through the trash.
Perfect! Now I can fly by holding onto this trash bag! Hee, hee, hee! From this moment forward, my name, Garbage, will be synonymous with trash, and I will collect trash with my flying trash bags every Tuesday!
Every Tuesday! Every Tuesday! Every Tuesday!
And that, kids, is how trash came to be known as Garbage, and why every Tuesday, the Garbage Man flies on his magical trash bag.
And we get to throw trash at him!
Yes, indeed he do! Hee, hee, hee! Happy Trash Day!
Garbage Man, are you ever going to let me out of this trash bag?
Probably not!
Trash Dump!
The end!
Trash Dump!
There you have it, Trash Day by Emery Gishler. Now, let's talk to Emery. Hey, Emery, how's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. Just ate some pasta.
Amazing. What kind of pasta was it?
Just plain. Just a little snack before dinner.
Can you tell us where you are right now?
I'm in Baton Rouge.
What's Baton Rouge like? I've never been there.
It's very humid and only snowed one time during the winter, and I was in, like, first grade then.
What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth now. When I wrote the story, I was in fourth grade.
I want to ask you a few questions about your story. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the idea for Trash Day?
Well, it was on a Tuesday, and every time a Tuesday happens, the garbage truck comes and takes our garbage. And I was thinking about that when I was coming home and listening to your advertisement, and it just popped into my head.
My favorite part is when Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer gets put inside of a trash bag. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, it was close Christmas, and I was thinking about Santa and the deers, and I wanted to do something funny with that.
So you thought it'd be funny to put Rudolph in a trash bag?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And what was it like hearing your story on the radio?
Well, you guys improved it so much by giving it the voice and saying that the name must be Sweden when they got the letter.
So you didn't think the little changes we made the story worse or anything?
Oh, no, not at all.
Are you a writer in general? Do you write a lot of stories?
I don't usually write stories, but sometimes I usually have a creative thought around video games.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like, sometimes I write comic books of one of my favorite video games, Pokemon.
So you draw the comics and write them?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And what's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't really have one. Usually I change it a lot.
Do you know who my favorite is?
What?
Psyduck.
One of the classics.
Emery, thank you so much for letting us perform your story on the radio.
You're welcome, and thank you for doing it.
You're so, so welcome. Is there anything that you want to say to all of our listeners out there?
I hope they enjoyed the story and get inspired by this.
Thanks, Emery, and thanks to all of you for listening to the Story Pirates podcast. Special thanks to Emery's mother, Jackie, and to SiriusXM Radio and Mindy Thomas. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, Story Pirates are performing at Jammin' Java in Vienna, Virginia on Saturday, October 26th. Visit storypirates.org for more info. Friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.